tesouro tirado do fundo do mar. De conchas e búzios e peixes de ouro, tesouro de Oxum para Oxum se guardar. Brincou pelo mar com o menino guerreiro na caça e na pesca, reinando logo. Mergulhou bem ligeiro, tirando de Oxóssi o tesouro de Oxum. Tesouro, tesouro tirado do fundo do mar. De conchas e búzios e peixes de ouro, tesouro de Oxum para Oxóssi guardar. Brincou pelo mato, menino guerreiro, na caça e na pesca, reinando logo. Tirando de Oxóssi o tesouro de Oxum.
Para logo, para logo. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Boards of Canada with Jacquard Causeway from the album Tomorrow's Harvest. Eloa with Logan Ede from the album Osorixis. And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with The Big Cowboys and Indians Fight at Casino Royale and the theme from Casino Royale reprised from the, fourth reissue now of the soundtrack to Casino Royale. It was recently, in the last year, put out for its 50th anniversary on Quartet Records. And it has less songs than the Kritzerlin 2-disc reissue, but apparently this is the most complete version, where they had access to the studio vault, and they actually got to rebuild a lot of the tracks from the original master tapes, which is really, really cool. I love Casino Royale. I remember my dad was a big James Bond fan, and I saw every James Bond movie with him, and when he got a copy of Casino Royale on VHS, I was super, super excited to watch James Bond that I hadn't seen before, and it was nothing like I'd ever seen, and I didn't like it when I first saw it. I didn't know Peter Sellers or David Niven. I didn't understand what the hell was going on. As I got older and into more English humor and even the Pink Panther movies with Peter Sellers and Dr. Strangelove and knew who he was, I had a greater appreciation for the movie Casino Royale. And then, of course, there's the Daniel Craig Casino Royale, which has it's not very funny. Not like this. I'm still waiting for my hard drive to be hopefully recovered or repaired. I'm still waiting for my computer to come in. So I got a stack of CDs, and I've got my my workhorse here, my Pluto. But I switched up the pedals. I brought this cool little granular thing called a Pladask backlangs, and it's getting a stereo signal out of the rooms, which is where you're getting this beautiful reverb. Let's listen to this. Anyways, it's shaping up to be an absolutely weird, eclectic, out of the ordinary week for me. I've talked about how last year was an extremely hard year for me. I'm so glad 2025 is behind me, besides being an awful self-employment year, not just for me, but for a lot of small business owners. I did awful in hot sauce sales, and I'm hoping that this year picks up. I'm in my dark months right now, but I got a phone call from a friend today about coming in to a local news station because International Hot Sauce Day is coming up, and they want to interview me. So hopefully that television appearance is going to get a couple of sales coming my way. On Saturday, I'm meeting up with the people who bought my childhood home at my childhood home so they can take some measurements for some of their furniture. My probate for my dad's will didn't go through. It got rejected. And I found out after 3 hours at the courthouse that it was rejected because the woman who printed up the forms for me didn't put the paper into the printer properly, and it cut off all the form numbers. So hopefully that comes through before February 2nd. I'm freaking out a bit about, you know, not having money in the bank, even though I know I could borrow some. But once the house sells, everything is going to kind of start falling into place for me. I've had some big friendships. I've had a big friendship end in the last month, which I feel weird not being sad about. And I talked it through with a few people over the last few days. I felt the same way when my last relationship ended, that I should be sadder afterwards, because if I'm not showing that emotion or feeling that emotion, then does it mean that the relationship was never as deep as it was? Or can I have the relationship kind of in its own terrarium that I can look at and with fondness, and then once the relationship is over and it's nothing, and there's no ill will on my part or anger towards this person, it's its own separate thing. I can look back at the relationship for what it was, whether it's a friendship or a romance or whatever, and just accept that it was meant to be for the time that it was. And I think that helps. I had another weird mini epiphany. I realized that when my mom passed away, which is actually 3 years ago today, January 16th, that I immediately went into looking after my dad. My mom was the one who pretty much looked after my dad. He had Parkinson's for 23 years when my mom passed away. And then when my dad died in October, I just kept working because I had to. And then when I finally finished my market season, I was hit with this tsunami of emotion, realizing that not only have I not properly processed my dad's death, but I really didn't process my mom's. My dad and I had a much better relationship than my mom and I had, but I still love my mom. And when I talk to people about it, especially people who have kind of come up in the more open talk about your feelings and talk about emotions and call spades a spade, they're like, oh, your mom's she's an abuser and she's this and this and this. And growing up, it wasn't abuse. It was having ethnic parents. And so I was always trying to reconcile in my head this relationship where we would say the most vitriolic, horrible stuff to each other, or she'd get angry and I'd get the wooden spoon or the belt. But then once that's done, we kind of like, we'd wake up in the next morning and we'd love each other again. And it sounds like people say now it's like this toxic push-pull thing, but I was talking to my aunt about it and she said, maybe you guys just are built in a way that you could get all that poison out of you, but it doesn't stick on the other person. So you get it all out at that person, but then it just kind of rinses off and then you're back loving your family. And whether or not that's the case, it's helping me kind of get through this and reevaluate my relationship with my mom. All the stuff that we said to each other and all the, you know, belts and stuff that happened, and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't think of what was going on in her head, when she did it, why she did it, but I accept that my mom, like everybody on this planet, has flaws and was a person before me and my sister came along, before my dad came along. I disrupted her life, but she still loved me and took care of me and raised a really good guy. And so I miss her like crazy. And tonight I am actually going to my aunt's place for dinner with my aunt and my uncle, kind of just to not be alone on the third anniversary. Not like I'd, you know, sit at home and cry by myself. I might, but it's nice to just be around people who also knew her and we can talk about her and, share a meal and have a lot of laughs and just have a good time. So that's kind of my weekend. And then on Sunday, I'm reconnecting with an old friend that I haven't seen in almost 2 years. And I got to think of what else is up in my life. I will, but I don't want to blow it all on the first break. I hope you're enjoying the sounds that I'm making here. I sure am. I've really gotten back into recording at home now that my friend Troy has set up my studio. And this sounds so pro. And it's just me. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKUW 95.9 FM. I've been listening to a lot of Mission of Burma over the last 3 days. And that's not a good CD player. Things are falling apart here at CKUW. Hey, this is a good segue. Fun Drive is coming up soon. The newest issue of Stylus just came out. It covers September through December 2025. But Fun Drive issue is going to be coming out in the next few weeks. Fun Drive is coming up soon as well. donate so we can upgrade our stuff and actually be a properly functioning radio station. On the Wonderful and Frightening World, this is Red from the EP Signals, Calls, and Marches. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Oof, the last one was Eros by an unknown artist from the compilation Bee Music is the Food of Love. Sean Bonnewell with A Levitation from his soundtrack to Night of the Witches. If you were lucky enough, you could have picked up on one CD the soundtrack that he did for Night of the Witches and The Day of the Wolves from Real Gone Music. Their Halloween release is really, really awesome. They actually just put out a two-disc reissue of a Vincent Price spoken word holiday album on CD that I have yet to get. But they, you've heard stuff from that label before. Halloween-wise, you've heard the Frank E. Stein and the Ghouls collection. But even before that... Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking about Modern Harmonic. Yes, Frank E. Stein and the Ghouls. That's what you heard. I've also got some old Western stuff like, old acetate stuff. What's the guy's name? Bill Wells? Bill Wells and his cowboy clodhoppers or something like that. But I don't have it here because that hard drive is having surgery done on it. Before that, Electric Sewerage with Who's Gonna Save My Soul? I think that's a cover by Danger Mouse and CeeLo Green. The Blitzoids with Double O, and we started off the set with Mission of Burma and Red. So the other day, yes, 2 days ago, Tuesday night, I was invited out by some friends who are all about that instant composition life, baby. Kind of like what I do. And they thought well enough of me to invite me out to jam night, and I don't play well with others so much. I can mess around with Leaf. I can hang out with my friend Troy and muck about, but I've jammed with people before and it's gone well, but something always goes sideways. And I was very nervous, excited and nervous to jam with these two guys yesterday, and it sounded phenomenal, and I am so used to having to program something and let stuff breathe, and when you're playing with other people, especially live musicians and singers, I realize that you kind of have to be able to change things up on the fly. So I brought a poor man's setup, a poor man's Brian Eno setup. I don't have a VCS3, which I would love but can't afford. But years ago, I splurged on one of the most expensive synths that I have, Erica Synth's Syntrix. It's since been discontinued and replaced with the Syntrix 2. I prefer the one. I don't have the two, but I prefer the one. It's got a real reverb tank inside it. It's got two speakers built in that, if mic'd properly, can add an extra bit of sonic flavor. It's got kind of a similar color scheme to the Synthi, or the EMS3, or VSC3. Same thing. It's not. Don't at me. But the knobs on it look very, very similar to the knobs that are on the original Synthi, and they don't have that on the new one. It's more primitive. It doesn't have the same bells and whistles that the Syntrix 2 has, but I have my MIDI keyboard hooked up to it, so it's essentially what Brian Eno had, and instead of bringing my Space Echo with me, I brought my RE-202, and I just Eno'd it up. I poor man Eno'd it up, and I have to get over my complex of I don't belong here. When it comes to making music with like-minded people, I have to stop apologizing. I just gotta play. Shut up and play your synthesizer. So I ordered a computer to replace the dead laptop that I've got, and it's still on special order. I've got a monitor. I bought a nice 23-inch curved monitor, and I'm setting up one of my rooms upstairs to be my workroom, where I can actually just go and create and have a dedicated workspace, so I'm not always on my laptop, so I can actually focus on being productive. What else do I got? Oh, I got a new niche interest. My new niche interest is Japanese ghost films. There was a sale on Brother Belial for select movies from the Radiance boutique label, and I've got Haxan. I have the limited deluxe edition of Haxan. It's got four versions. Criterion's just got two. It's got a wicked booklet that I'm that's on my pile of limited edition DVD booklets that I got to read. And there was an interesting looking set, but it was a volume two. And I'm a completist. If there's a volume two, I want to have volume one, and I didn't have volume one. It's out of print. Possible to find on the internet for just shy of $500 for three movies, which isn't worth it. I was at Sunrise Records and shot for the moon and asked if they had a copy. They said, no, it's out of print, but Garden City's got two and Saint Vital's got one. So I ended up getting all these Japanese ghost films. The Snow Woman, what else is in there? The Ghost of Yatsuma. I haven't watched any of them yet. I just got them. But it's a new niche that I'm in. I don't know what prompted me to go down that route. But I was talking with Tom from Forbidden Dimension, and he's got both of those sets too. And told me that if we were in the same city, we'd be watching them together. But he said, it's weird enough. You're weird enough. That's why you two gravitated to each other. And now I'm into Japanese ghost films. And I still haven't seen House, the one with the orange cat. Everyone's seen, that's like the Japanese ghost movie that everyone knows from the 60s and 70s. But I've got six of them that I got to go through. And I think this my friend that I'm hanging out with on Sunday is really interested in watching The Snow Woman. So I think we might actually have a movie night, which is kind of cool. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, which means that it's almost time for Compulsory Can. I brought a copy of Soundtracks with me. And I'll figure out what I'm going to play off of here soon. I'm going to play with some knobs here before 1 o'clock. So stay tuned to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. I hope you're enjoying these soundscapes that I'm making. And you can always check me out on Bandcamp, patrickmichaelishan.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play a song in the next set of mine from a live performance I did in 2025 that I re-listened to the other day and I really, really liked. Yeah, we got it all set up. Stay tuned for more wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan.